The kind of meat that you buy now that's already sliced to cook with eggs, you call that?
Breakfast bacon.
Uh-huh.
Call it sliced bacon, breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about when you cut the side of a hog? What did you call that? Did you ever hear side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Yeah, side of bacon. Yeah, I've heard tell sides of the bacon and lots of it. It's bacon, that's what you call it, makes your regular bacon that size.
Mm-hmm. What about the edge that you cut off before you slice it?
I call that the end, that's all. We call the shoulder part, the end, the neck part of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of the meat skin or the bacon rind?
Yeah, that's when you skin it. They call that bacon rind when you skin all that skin off of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut that skin up and call it bacon rind. Your meat don't have nothing, it don't have no skin on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a hog killed?
I think so, a lot of them.
What do they have to do?
A long time ago, way back, they used to hit him in the head with an axe. In later years, they started shooting him with a 22 rifle.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, they used to, fellas didn't know no better, way back when I was young. Man, they used to hit him in the head with an axe, feed him in the corn in the pen, get over there and hit him with an axe, hit him with an axe and kill him, starve him with a knife. But in later years, way since them times, that was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now they know that since them days they take and shoot them with a 22 rifle or 22 pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Kill one right after another. That's like that. No.
Then what do they do after they've killed him?
Shove a knife up in his goon and let him bleed. Let all that blood run off him.
Shove a knife up in his what?
In his heart. Right up in his, shove up in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then sticking, they call it, and that, all that blood will run right out down on the ground. Which now you got them killed. That's why I come to use that word, it's like a slaughter pen. You go to where you kill hogs or cows like that. When you kill them, you got to stick him where that blood will leave him, run out of him. And sometimes they say where to kill them hogs that like that, it's just like a, well, blood running there like water.
Mm-hmm.
That blood got to run out of them. Don't that meat won't taste good if that blood, if you die and get cold, that blood in it.
Mm-hmm.
You let that blood run out in while you're hot. That's the way that's done.
Have you ever heard of people making anything out of the blood? Saving the
blood? Oh, yes, I would tell them. People eat their blood. They take it and tell me, no, I never had enough if I know them. Tell me you take that blood and make and cook and put it up and sell it.
Just as blood?
Just the hog blood and cow blood.
Uh-huh. And people just drink it like that?
Yeah. And tell me, yeah, put them, everybody has it now, I think. Puts it in containers, puts it up and sell it in the market. Hog blood and cow blood. That is not, I never bought none of it personally myself, but I heard tell them doing it. Yes, ma'am.
What can you, what inside parts of the hog can you eat?
Well, we call them lights, living lights,
mm-hmm.
chitlins. Some people call it the chitlin and some people call them the guts.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to always, when we used to get hog like that to make it not sound so embarrassing, we used to say chitlins,
mm-hmm.
but people use the word hog guts.